Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, the world's first respite centre for people with Prader-Willi syndrome opened in County Laois this weekend. So what impact will it have on people with PWS and their families? Well, I'm joined on the line by Rory. Rory is chairman of the PWS Association of Ireland. Rory, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
And Rory, your son Henry has Prader-Willi syndrome. Can you explain to people who might not know what PWS is?
Yeah. So Henry is 12 years old. He has Prader-Willi syndrome since he was born. Prader-Willi syndrome is a whole-of-life condition. There's no cure. It's only constant management. And you don't grow out of Prader-Willi syndrome, and you can't learn to live with Prader-Willi syndrome. I suppose the main symptom of Prader-Willi syndrome is the uncontrollable urge to eat. So Henry will always be hungry. And even when he grows older, he will never be able to manage the impulse of always wanting to eat. So you can imagine the feeling of always being hungry and always wanting to eat, what it would do to your emotions, your mood, your behaviours, your energies. And there's a lot of other symptoms relating to Prader-Willi syndrome. I suppose the other ones that would affect Henry the most would be anxiety. So Henry is always in a constant state of anxiety, mainly around food and food stresses. But there's also other elements like intellectual disabilities, mental health issues like depression, and then some compulsive behaviours and emotional regulation and behavioural issues that would also affect him.
And Rory, what was your journey with this? When was Henry diagnosed?
So Henry was about an hour old when one of the nurses noticed that he had very low muscle mass. He was floppy. So he was taken to the neonatal ward. And after 2 weeks, we were given a diagnosis of Prader-Willi syndrome. We had never heard of Prader-Willi syndrome. It's very rare. There's only about 120 people in Ireland diagnosed with this condition. So it was pretty scary, very hard to hear that about your small baby. And then after some time, when we came to terms with it, after a year or two, we got involved with the Prader-Willi Syndrome Association of Ireland, and they were able to help us with some resources and stuff like that to find out the right information, because there's so much on Google, it's not exactly the right place to go. So it's all about, you know, there's a group of parents in Ireland that are very knowledgeable on Prader-Willi syndrome, and that's where we get the source of our energy together.
And obviously, Henry is your son. You love and adore him, and families like yourselves, where there is a life-limiting condition, incredibly manage the hand with which you have been dealt. Unfair, though, it absolutely is for kids like Henry and otherwise. But as you say, it can be very challenging and very difficult and really take its toll on families.
Yes, I suppose Prader-Willi syndrome is a condition that affects the entire of family life, because our life revolves around food management and keeping Henry's anxiety low. So we try to create an atmosphere, an environment in our home where Henry feels safe from food. So our kitchen is locked, so that gives him the psychological security that he can't access food. But also, if we're out in the public, we have to constantly watch for food that Henry could take or would increase his anxiety or his stress. And then obviously that creates more stress for the entire family. We have obviously massive restrictions in our family. Everything in our family has to be structured, meal times and meal plans. And Henry, some of the other symptoms of Prader-Willi syndrome would be that Henry doesn't like changes and he's very rigid in his thinking, so we can never be spontaneous. And I would say myself and my wife have an abnormal relationship with food because of Prader-Willi syndrome. And then Henry's a little brother, Billy, who's four. You know, so it's hard on Billy to understanding Prader-Willi syndrome. He's very young, like we only ever eat in the kitchen. But when we're out in public, like Henry can have outbursts and of like uncontrollable crying or anger, and that can be embarrassing as siblings grow older and teenagers. You know, I've heard stories of people would like that's the house with the locked kitchen. It's everything is so restricted, and there's so many food rules, which does make it very debilitating in family life.
Well, all the research points, Rory, to any children that grow up in a house where there can be any kind of intellectual disability or a life limiting condition, that these kids grow into adults who have far more empathy, and it can be a real gift, as I'm sure you and your wife are also aware of. But it doesn't mean it doesn't have its challenges. So families need respite at times. So tell us what a difference a centre like this is going to make.
Yeah, so this has been many years. Our families have been looking for this. Basically, what it will do for our families, the primary caregivers, like mainly it's the mother in most situations, can't work and needs to spend a lot of time around because of calls from schools around the person with Prader-Willi syndrome. So what respite will do, well, it'll give the primary caregivers a rest and a break to recharge from the restrictions of Prader-Willi syndrome. And it's important to point out that we always say that, like, you know, these behaviours aren't Henry, it's Prader-Willi syndrome, and they kind of control him. So it's important to remember that it's not people trying to get away from their children. It's so debilitating on family life, just to give the siblings some normality, but also for the person with Prader-Willi syndrome, it gives them a chance of a holiday. It gives them a chance of some supervised independence outside the family home. And I kind of see it as a pathway to, if residential services did need to be done in adulthood, which a lot of our adults would go into when they're available, and that respite kind of helps to make that a simpler route during adulthood.
Yeah, that's a really important distinction to make, Rory, and thanks for that. You're right. I don't think anybody would judge you for taking that time away. But, I think that's a really lovely thing to say, that you're taking time away from the challenges of dealing with Prader-Willi syndrome, which indeed Henry is dealing with as well. And, you know, it's important to go and recharge those batteries from time to time. I want to bring in Lindsay Morehouse. She's the Regional Operations Manager at the PWS Resilience Healthcare Centre. Lindsay, how are you?
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us about this new centre that opened over the weekend.
Yeah, so we're really excited about our new centre in County Leash. Our journey with Prader-Willi syndrome began a number of years ago. We opened our first residential service for adults with Prader-Willi syndrome 5 years ago down in Wexford. And our second residential house opened last year in Monasterevin, with a plan for a third one to open in Cork in January. But we have been linking in with the association, the Prader-Willi Syndrome Association of Ireland, and we knew that the dream was to have a holiday house that their people could visit and come away, for them to have a much needed holiday with their peers, but also then to give the families that much needed break that Rory mentioned. So we worked with both the association, the HSE and members of the government, I suppose, to make this house a reality. And the excitement on Saturday up here in County Leash was just palpable. It was amazing. And I think what makes it so special is, you know, the people who are going to be coming up to us, both adults and children who have Prader-Willi syndrome, are so excited. They know they're coming up to spend time with their friends. They also know they're coming up to work with a team who understand their syndrome and understand the supports that they require and need around that syndrome, so that they can have a fun time and not be worried and anxious that the people that they're with don't know how to support them through their difficulties.
Yeah, I love that. And with that in mind, it's called Och Shona, Happy Place, which is a lovely, lovely name for it. I didn't even know that Shona meant happy, and shame on me and my Gaeilge. But I think that's a really beautiful name for it. And as you've described, that's exactly what you want it to be inside the doors.
Yep, absolutely. And it's a beautiful home. It's absolutely been renovated to the best. We will have the food security and certainty that we know our people will need. We will manage their day for them in terms of their food, their structure. We're prepared for any anxieties or difficulties they might have when they're up here. And I think what makes it so special is that, you know, everything, if you think of any birthday party, any event, any family get together, it always revolves around food and what am I going to have and when am I going to have it. So when they come up here to us in Och Shona, while of course all of that will be managed with them and for them, our focus will be on activities that don't revolve around food, so that they can come up and have fun with their friends and not have to worry about that side of things.
Yeah, well, incredible. And look, we wish you all the very best with it. Rory, I'd like to come back to you then. If there's somebody listening who'd like to access these supports, where can they find out more?
If they can go to our website, which is twsai.ie, or they can contact our National Development Manager, Gary Brennan. His contact details are on the website. So if they contact our Gary Brennan, he can put them in contact with Resilience, and we can work it that way. It's also important, Sarah, just to mention that this respite service is dedicated for people specifically with Prader-Willi syndrome. As Lindsay said, there other respite services in mainstream don't work for people with Prader-Willi syndrome, because when respite is a break, it's done around free food, of going to cinema or going to McDonald's, and that just doesn't work for our children. So we know, and we've put the trust in Resilience and in this respite service, that the food elements are safe. So we know, and our children know, when they go to the service that they're going to be safe, and that does take a lot of the stress from the child or from the adult, and also from the parents.
Well, Rory, we wish you and Henry and your wife and Billy all the very, very best. Thank you so much for coming on, and all the best for everybody working in Auchona at the PWS Resilience Healthcare Centre. And thank you also to Lindsay Morehouse for coming on.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.